आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। नेशन सेलिब्रेट्स संविधान दिवस टुडे। प्रेसिडेंट, वाइस प्रेसिडेंट, प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड लोकसभा स्पीकर अमंग अदर्स टू अटेंड मेन फंक्शन एट सेंट्रल हॉल ऑफ संविधान सदन इन न्यू दिल्ली। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India ready to become global hub for shipbuilding and maritime innovation. India to begin formal negotiations for a free trade agreement with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union in New Delhi today. National level Padyatra, part of Sardar at 150 Unity March to begin from Karamsad in Gujarat. And India's bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games to be formally approved this evening at Commonwealth Sports General Assembly in Glasgow. And now the news in detail. Samvidhan Divas will be observed across the country today. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. Our correspondent reports the theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman.
On the occasion of Constitution Day, millions across India will read the preamble from cities to villages. The President will lead the reading of the preamble of the Constitution. During the program, the translated version of Constitution of India will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia, and Assamese. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala or Calligraphy, will also be released. On Constitution Day, all union ministries, departments, state and union territory governments and local bodies will organize different programs. The Constituent Assembly took 2 years, 11 months and 17 days to accomplish the stupendous task of drafting the historic document. The Indian Constitution has stood the test of time as India has been able to foster a vibrant democracy at its heart. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India, SAESI facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad through video conferencing today. SAESI is Safran's dedicated maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO facility for leading-edge aviation propulsion engines. The Prime Minister's office has said in a statement that with this facility, for the first time, a global engine original equipment manufacturer, OEM, has set up an MRO operation in India. Developing indigenous capabilities in MRO will reduce foreign exchange outflow, create high-value jobs, strengthen supply chain resilience, and position India as a global aviation hub. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is ready to become global hub for shipbuilding and maritime innovation. He called on global partners to tap into the potential of India's growing shipbuilding industry and collaborate in developing next-generation maritime capabilities. Defence Minister was speaking at Samudra Utkarsh, a seminar organised by the Department of Defence Production in New Delhi yesterday to showcase the capabilities of Indian shipyards. He said India's shipbuilding ecosystem, powered by public sector shipyards, private companies and thousands of MSMEs, has evolved into a fully integrated framework.
From concept design and modular construction, outfitting, repair and full life cycle support, every stage of the shipbuilding process is indigenously developed and executed. And this stands as a testament to Atmanirbhar Bharat.
India will launch formal negotiations for a free trade agreement, FTA, with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that the FTA discussions with the 5-member EAEU, comprising Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, will begin in New Delhi following the signing of Terms of Reference on August 20, 2025. The terms of reference lay out an 18-month roadmap focused on opening new markets for Indian businesses, particularly micro, small and medium enterprises, farmers and fishermen. the initiative gains significance as India seeks to diversify its export destinations amid high tariffs imposed by the United States. Beyond the EA-EU talks, Mr. Goyal revealed India is pursuing several other trade partnerships. Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, will confer the National Gopal Ratna Awards 2025 on the occasion of National Milk Day today in New Delhi. During the event, a series of key initiatives aimed at strengthening the livestock and dairy sectors will be launched. These include the inauguration of breed multiplication farms and the launch of Basic Animal Husbandry Statistics 2025, providing updated and comprehensive data for policy planning. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. A grand national padyatra as part of Sardar at 150 Unity March will begin from Karamsad, the birthplace of Sardar Vallabhai Patel, today. The 11-day yatra will conclude on 6 December at the Statue of Unity in Kevadia, covering nearly 190 kilometres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually take part in the inauguration of the yatra. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Union Ministers Mansukh Mandviya and Nimuben Bambia will attend the inauguration ceremony. We have a report.
The route will feature 150 thematic stops with exhibition, cultural displays and community engagement marking Sardar Patel's 150th birth anniversary. Every evening, Gram Sabhas will be conducted during which village sampark activities will take place and cultural performances will be presented reflecting the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. The Padyatra will be entirely Swadeshi, carrying the central message of Ek Bharat, Atmanirbhar Bharat. Padyatris will walk 15 to 18 kilometers daily.
New Delhi has said Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this in response to media query regarding statements made by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Mr. Jaiswal said the issue of the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh has been taken up strongly with the Chinese side. He said the Indian citizen was holding a valid passport and transiting through Shanghai International Airport on her onward travel to Japan. Mr. Jaiswal said Chinese authorities have still not been able to explain their actions, which are in violation of several conventions governing international air travel. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the healthcare sector by reducing the rates of healthcare items.
The tax rationalization has helped the healthcare facilities more affordable, accessible and preventive in nature. Goods and service tax on 33 life-saving drugs has been fully waived off, while only 5% tax is being levied on essential medicines, which was earlier taxed under the 12% slab. The tax levied on medical devices and equipment and vision correction products has been reduced to 5%. Also, tax on individual health insurance has been eliminated. This is encouraging wider adoption of healthcare insurance while reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses and has made premium cheaper for middle-class families. The new GST reforms made long-term treatments affordable and accessible for all, thus improving the quality of life of the citizens. With Rishu Jaiswal, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India continues to touch the hearts of cinephiles and filmmakers alike. Akashwani brings you an exclusive coverage.
Oh, The vibrant peacock of IFFI 2025 continues to spread its colorful wings, sprinkling the magic of cinema everywhere. From small filmmakers like Jigar Nagla and Jitendra Mishra, who have made the film The Whispers of the Mountains, to big banner films like Thudarum, directed by Tarun Murthy, and featuring legendary actor Mohan Lal, both are adding to the magic of cinema. The Whispers of the Mountains is being acclaimed for its cinematic brilliance. Producer Jitendra Mishra, who has brought films like I Am Kalam in the past, outlined how today regional cinema is being appreciated by the audience more. Today, a diverse range of film screenings and masterclasses are scheduled. From Indian Panorama's bouquet, films like Gondhar, Bhai Monda, White Snow, Patralekha, Imbu and Committee Korullu will be screened today. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Sara Mushtaba for Akashvani News from IFFI, Goa.
India's bid to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games is set to be formally approved today at the Commonwealth Sports General Assembly in Glasgow. General Assembly will confirm the recommendation made by the Commonwealth Sports Board today, a decision that followed an assessment by the Commonwealth Sports Evaluation Committee. This event marks a significant step in India's ambitious plan to become a global multi-sport hub. The event is set to be held in Ahmedabad. A total of 12 medal events are scheduled on the third day of the ongoing Khelo India University Games in Rajasthan, with swimming featuring the highest 7 medal events. Athletes from JN University, Karnataka, have delivered an outstanding performance so far, placing the university at the top of the medal tally with 14 medals, including 8 gold and 2 silver. Guru Nanak Dev University, Amritsar, is currently in second place with 9 medals, including 4 gold. Lovely Professional University, Punjab, stands in third position with 6 medals, including 3 gold. Athletes from Punjab University, Chandigarh, and Maharaja Ganga Singh University, Bikaner, have secured 2 medals each. In men's cricket, India will resume its second innings at the overnight score of 27 for 2 on the final day of Guwahati Test against South Africa in Guwahati today. They are chasing the target of 549 runs to win the second of the 2 Test series. Sai Sudarshan and Kuldeep Yadav were at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. Earlier, South Africa declared their second innings after scoring 260 for 5 wickets, taking an overall lead of 549 runs. In cricket, India's top men's T20 domestic cricket tournament, Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy, is set to begin today. The opening match will be played between Mizoram and Nagaland from 9 a.m. at Deccan Gymkhana Ground in Pune. In football, India will lock horns with Chinese Taipei in the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today open with the flag-hoisting ceremony at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya. Quoting PM Modi, the pioneer writes, "Centuries of pain set to rest." Arunachal integral part of India, government tells China. Row deepens as Beijing insists it does not recognize state, writes the Times of India. About the eruption of the Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia, the Hindustan Times informs, flights cancelled for checks, ash cloud now beyond India. In a bid to protect women, streamline society, Assam proposes jail term, heavy fines for polygamy, writes the Hindu. Braving relentless shelling, the Tribune notes, in May, CISF braved park shells to save Heidel assets. And finally, after billionaire tax, British government plans to introduce tourist tax. Your overnight stay in London, other UK cities may soon cost more, informs the Financial Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates Samvidhan Divas today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister and Lok Sabha Speaker, among others, to attend main function at Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India ready to become global hub for shipbuilding and maritime innovation. India to begin formal negotiations for a free trade agreement with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union in New Delhi today. National level Padyatra part of Sardar at 150 Unity March to begin from Karamsad in Gujarat, and India's bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games to be formally approved this evening at Commonwealth Sports General Assembly in Glasgow. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.